is that of the owner's mother. On the night of April the 30th, my friends and I saw a film at a cinema in Luyen. After the film, on the way home, we found a phone on the road. We picked it up. It was an iPhone 8 Plus. We counted ourselves lucky because we could sell it for cash. It is well known that you can talk to a smartphone even when it is locked. We decided to find the owner in this way. Facing the phone, I said, "Please give a call to my mother." Right away, the phone dialed a number, tagged Mom, and it got through. I said to the phone, "I found the phone on the road. Is that the owner's mother?" "Yes, speaking," a female voice came over. I went on, "We are in Luoyang. Could you come and get the phone?" Hearing that, the woman was startled. She said, "Oh, my son has been traveling in Xi'an these days with his friends. We live in Xi'an. Could you wait for a moment? I'll contact him right away. But if I couldn't reach him, would you please write down my address and send the phone back to me by post? We'd appreciate." I said yes and hung up. While waiting, we decided that if no one came and claimed the phone, we would sell it on the spot for cash. We wouldn't bother to send the phone back to the woman at our own expense. About 10 minutes later, the phone rang. It was the woman's son. He asked us where we were. We added each other to the power list on WeChat so that he could locate us easily. About 5 minutes later, a beautiful yellow SUV pulled over and stopped where we were. A man jumped out. He said that he was the owner of the phone. After checking his identity, we returned the phone to him. Obviously touched, he thanked us again and again. The man pulled a wad of banknotes out of his wallet and tried to put it into my hand. I refused it, seeing that nobody else in the same situation would have done otherwise. We asked him to take us home in his cool SUV. Because his car couldn't seat us all, he hailed two taxis for us and paid the fare in advance. Before we bade farewell to each other, the man promised to give us a treat should we visit his city, Xi'an, someday.